The Jason Simkoski Promise Act passed a House and Senate Conference Committee vote Thursday in a package of legislation aimed at opioid abuse. The bill is named for a 35-year-old Marine Corps veteran who died at the Tomah VA Medical Center in 2014. The law requires VA hospitals to have additional opioid training for providers, use prescription drug monitoring systems, and explore alternative methods for pain management. Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind says many VA hospitals, including Tomah, are already following some of the new requirements.
They've been moving forward on these reforms, knowing that this is what we were asking of them. So there have been reforms in the making for quite some time, to the VA's credit. And especially at Tomah.
Some Democratic legislators have criticized the package of bills for its lack of funding for opioid addiction treatment. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.